I make no doubt that Lyndon destroyed the contract and murdered the priest and witness of the marriage. Thus, had it not been for the weakness of a woman, I should have been born to the possession of those very estates which afterwards came to me by merit, as you shall hear. But to proceed with my family history. My father was well known to the best circles in this kingdom, as in that of Ireland, under the name of Roaring Harry Barry. He was bred, like many other young sons of genteel families, to the profession of the law, being articled to a celebrated attorney of Sackville Street in the city of Dublin. And from his great genius and aptitude for learning, there is no doubt he would have made an eminent figure in his profession, had not his social qualities, love of field sports, and extraordinary graces of manner, marked him out for a higher sphere. While he was attorney's clerk, he kept 7 racehorses, and hunted regularly both with the Kildare and Wicklow hunts, and rode on his grey horse Endymion that famous match against Captain Punter, which is still remembered by lovers of the sport, and of which I caused a splendid picture to be made and hung over my dining-hall mantelpiece at Castle Lyndon. A year afterwards, he had the honour of riding that very horse Endymion before his late Majesty King George II on Epsom Downs, and won the plate there and the attention of the august sovereign. Although he was only the second son of our family, my dear...